going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That was Will Campbell with Kay Adams. He says Vrabel's his kind of guy. Sounds like Vrabel thinks Will Campbell is his kind of guy, although Ted Johnson has one late-breaking criticism of Will Campbell.
Will Campbell needs to get a tailor once he gets to the NFL. He does not know how to dress.
You don't like the look?
I don't like the look.
The red carpet.
And if you think you're going to the Patriots at four, really, an all-green, double like pleated suit, what are we doing, bro?
Green and white was an interesting choice if you're going to the Patriots when,
pinstripe,
Jets, the rivals.
Pinstripe suit?
Pinstriped green suit, double-breasted, right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I mean, I look good.
If that's the worst
1985.
Thing he does. Oh, wow. Well, maybe it's coming back. Maybe you're out of style,
maybe
he's ahead of it.
That's probably
maybe
right.
He knows that it's coming back here. We are at the NFL draft. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings just across the street from Lambeau Field, where they are getting a massive crowd in front of the stage as we are coming under 40 minutes or so where the picks will start to be made. Patriots pick fourth overall, so by 8:40-ish, you'll be knowing who the pick is, if it's Will Campbell. Reminder that draft coverage on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy. Upgrade your air conditioning system before the summer rush. Visit McFarlandEnergy.com. By Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Get your sex life back on track. NortheastMen'sHealth.com. And by Lucky Energy, the number one energy drink in Massachusetts among those who like to get lucky, as well as Chock Full of Nuts and McCormick Grillmates seasonings. So now, Ted Johnson, we are going to play a game here, and I believe Nick Fitzy Stevens is joining us. Nick, we got you?
I enjoy games, gentlemen. Good evening and happy Draftsmas.
Let's play a freaking game. It's a game that I came up with while stretching after my run this morning.
Brag, bro.
Wow,
brag.
Man. I'll take unnecessary context for 400, Alex.
And I call it More Likely. And I'm just going to throw some scenarios at you, and you tell me which is more likely. They're a little bit at polar opposite ends of the spectrum. So the first one is we'll start with Will Campbell, because I think we've all accepted he is going to be the number four pick of the draft to the Patriots.
Know.
Well, what
are you hearing?
I don't know. You guys buy into some of these people that have a track record on Twitter with tens of thousands of followers who are saying that the Jags and the Pats are both aggressively trying to get up to two overall?
Please, no.
Yeah, no. I don't really buy it.
No.
All right, you don't?
Go.
Oh.
Well, we can play that later.
Yep. He's in his mother's basement.
More likely,
good Wi-Fi.
We don't have good Wi-Fi here. More likely, Will Campbell is a Pro Bowl tackle or not a starter in 4 years for the Patriots.
I'm going to say he's more likely. He's a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I got Ted Johnson to go the direction I wanted him to go.
I mean, that's an easy one. If you said is not a starter, like he's going to be a starting guard.
But you told me no one with his arm length has ever been a Pro Bowl tackle, right?
You didn't say a starting tackle. You said a starter. He's going to be a starter.
No. I said will more likely be a Pro Bowl tackle.
Right.
Or a not a starter in 4 years. And you told me he's going to be a Pro Bowler with 32 and 5/8 inch arms.
Yeah, because it's obvious he's going to be a starter. He's not going to.
No.
He might not be a left tackle.
will he be a Pro Bowl tackle?
Oh, God, never mind. No, forget it. Fitzy, what do you think?
More likely he's not in the league after 4 years. Pro Bowl
really?
Tackle?
Wow.
He's not a tackle.
Wow.
I feel like in Toy
Maybe
Story, when Woody was staring at Buzz, just yelling like, "You are a toy." I just want to like say to everybody, Will Campbell is a guard. Everyone who knows football knows this. I don't know why we keep whistling past the guard yard here.
He is going to be a Pro Bowl tackle. That is my answer. He definitely will be. Anyway, more likely the Patriots trade down from number 4 or up from 38 and back into the back end of the first round.
I'll say trade down.
Trade down from 4. I think they want to. Yeah. I don't know if they'll be able to. Now we got Fitzy hearing that maybe they're trying to trade up to number 2. So, Fitzy, more likely they trade down from 4 or up from 38?
I would say down from 4 because if we're to believe things that Chad Graff reported earlier, the receiver that they might be targeting could be Jaden Higgins, who will be available in the second round late, maybe even early third. I think some of the other guys they want are going to be available later on. So that's my guess. More likely that they, more likely
trade
they
down.
Stay. Yeah, and trade down.
I'm going to do the Tom Curran and try to speak this into existence. I'm going to say it's more likely they trade up from 38 into the back end of the first round to get a wide receiver.
Okay. Good. Maybe. I'm going to take the van home, or what are we driving? Whatever it is.
Your minivan, the Ted Johnson
minivan. You're going to Uber your ass home.
I will be Ubering in Wisconsin.
Guys, America. There are surreal visuals I know all over Green Bay at historic Lambeau Field. And everything. However, I have to say, maybe the most surreal thing I've ever seen is that at first, Arcan just walked into the studio. He brought his Travis Hunter Colorado jersey, and he's hanging it up from the ceiling to decorate and make this a full-blown football party. He also brought a belt, and for when he stood up on a stool and had a belt, I thought, like, Arcan, no, you're too young.
Wait, he's carrying a belt?
I don't know. What's the belt for?
What is that?
He used it to hang the jersey.
I think he's going to belt to ass.
Oh, he wanted to. He's retiring the number here in studio tonight.
Oh, God.
Attaboy.
Too many times.
Man.
This got very surreal.
All right.
Anyway, carry on, Andy.
More likely, one of the quarterbacks drafted tonight leads his team to the Super Bowl, or that none of the quarterbacks drafted are starters in 4 years.
That's the second one.
Yeah, me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's the second one.
Even Cam Ward. You don't
doesn't blow my skirt up.
Yeah, me.
He really doesn't.
That's a new one to add
Whoa.
To the collection.
Yeah. He does not blow my skirt up.
It doesn't tickle your undercarriage, Teddy?
It does not, brother.
No?
Fitzy, what do you got?
Oh, I'm 100%. I'm with you, Andy. Like, I think one of your most salient takes about the 2025 draft is that all these quarterbacks are not going to end up being anything special in a couple of years.
You know, some of them will probably still be in the league on a different team or something, move around. But, no, I don't think they're going to be doing anything.
The price to pay for last year, Andy, because last year's quarterback crop was so great.
I think Ted's going to like this one.
Okay.
More likely, Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, the two blue chippers in this draft, makes the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter is a Hall of Famer. I know, I'm playing the more likely.
More likely than Abdul Carter.
But Abdul Carter, an elite pass rusher.
Yeah, I know. I like the athleticism that I see from Travis Hunter. He looks like an elite athlete, and I like the fact that he's as confident as he is that he can play both ways in the NFL.
Which was an offshoot question that just popped into my head. If Travis Hunter comes to the NFL, and let's say he's a wide receiver, 1,000-yard wide receiver, but not like not the all-pro, not the greatest receiver every year, and plays regular cornerback, is that enough to go to the Hall of Fame if he's a really good receiver who plays cornerback at a pretty high, or does he have to be truly elite? Or could that get him in?
I think you have to look at the totality of his career. How long did he play? How many all-pro teams did he make?
What if he's never all-pro?
No, then he, no.
But plays both ways.
Nope, you got to be an all-pro.
Both ways can't get you in the Hall of Fame?
You got to be at least one of the best at one of the two positions, right?
Okay.
To make a Hall of Fame,
I don't know. That's an interesting.
It'd be an interesting debate. That's why I wanted this guy on our team.
It was like so let's say Ted. He's Chad Johnson as a receiver and Patrick Surtain the first as a cornerback.
Yeah,
that's a Hall of Famer.
That's a Hall of Famer to me.
That's a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I would even say if you bring it down a little bit of a notch from both of those guys, I'd say that's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He plays both ways at a high level for a long time. A lot.
Say he's like top 10 at his position on both sides.
Oh, absolutely. Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Joe Pompliano, who covers, I think it's for Front Office Sports or just a sports and business guy on Twitter, has a drone shot of all the people outside of Lambeau.
It's insane, right?
Oh, my God. This looks like Knoxville on game day after, like, they defeat Alabama and they carry the goalposts outside the stadium.
It's true.
Looks like
wow.
A nightmare.
It's true.
I hate people. Too many people in one spot.
Oh, man.
So, Fitzy, do you think Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Hall of Famer?
I'm in on Abdul Carter. I think he's a little more of a certain thing. He strikes me as, you know, what have the comps been? You know, Von Miller, some of the what other pass rusher comes to mind when you think of him, Andy? I don't think he's the same as Micah Parsons.
He is.
Khalil Mack, maybe, like, that's Hall of Fame.
He seems undersized to me. I don't know. I look at him and I go, he's not that big.
He is a little undersized, and I think he's actually a more advanced pass rusher coming into the NFL than Micah Parsons was.
Yep.
Because Micah Parsons played a lot of off-the-ball linebacker, like linebacker at Penn State, and then kind of evolved into more of an edge presence with the Cowboys.
You know what's going to happen? Abdul Carter, you're going to watch this. He's only going to come in on third downs, man. He's going to need to put some weight on. I heard
a sub player is going third overall, and you're bitching about a tackle and
going
four overall?
To start his career.
Yeah.
Just to start.
Would that bother you if you were the Browns or the Giants?
Yes, a blue chipper should never come off the field.
Yeah. No, I would be disappointed if I'm one of those fan bases and I start watching early in the year and I'm like, wait, this guy only plays plays on third down? Yeah.
But he's going to play. He's got Brian Burns there and Kayvon Thibodeau, and Thibodeau has been – a disappointment to date. Now, does he push Thibodeau to play better, or do they ship Thibodeau out of town?
Yeah.
You know what? And Dan Ball good for Dan. Dan went out on a hot date last night, so he's checking me. He just sent me this.
He proved you wrong?
Yeah. So I was like, Abdul Carter seems like a small guy. And then he just shows me Parsons 6'3", 245, Carter 6'3", 260.
So he's got 15 pounds on him.
Yeah, he looked small to me, Dan.
Dan's had a swagger and a step all day today.
Yeah, he's
you know what?
Johnson, watch. Johnson knows what he's talking about here. Attaboy. Attaboy, Danny.
So this one is for Fitzy. I'll start with.
Okay.
Likely the Patriots pick in the top 10 again next year, which would be third year in a row, or in the bottom 10?
Bottom 10. Good.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Question.
Bottom 10. You're all in on they're going to be a playoff team.
I mean, I honestly, I think they're going to be picking 21st next year, maybe 20th overall, because you know me, I'm at 10-7 chasing a wild card right now, second place in the AFC East, a tough out each and every week. But I feel like they're closer to the bottom 10 than they are to the front 10, Andy, so that's why I have to go that way.
Okay.
Oh, he's such a homer.
Give me the horn, baby. I want it. I want that horn.
I think most of Patriot Nation, even those that are being conservative in their expectations, would pick the bottom 10. Because I don't think there's a lot of people that want a stomach picking in the top 10 again.
So the team that's picking 10th this year is Chicago Bears.
Yes.
They only won 5 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm agreeing with Fitzy. It's much more likely in the bottom 10.
And if you're in the top 10 again, we're having probably difficult conversations about Vrabel and Elliott Wolf and the draft again. Wasting money in free agency, probably not getting return.
Please, let's not have those conversations.
Yeah, I don't want to either. Please. So, even picking my end of this, more likely, I would have to hope for they're in the top, the bottom 10, closer to the end of the draft. And then this one is for Stiz. So I hope Stiz is listening because I want him to take part in this as well. More likely that Bill Belichick's recruiting class gets him to the college football playoffs, or Vrabel's draft class gets him to the Super Bowl in New England.
Belichick all day.
that's so much. It's 12 teams to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, but he's got the 43rd or whatever recruiting class. Guys are leaving. His best pass rusher and his quarterback just left the school. They didn't join the school.
It's Bill Belichick. He can turn water into wine, right, Stiz?
Yes, 100%.
There you go.
Fitzy, I'll let you take the homer horn next.
Okay, a question again, Andy. I'm sorry, I had Arcan in my ear.
More likely, Bill Belichick's recruiting class gets him to the college football playoffs, or Vrabel's first draft gets him to the Super Bowl?
Oh, Belichick, 100%. Vrabel getting to a winning record would be a massive dub. Vrabel getting to the playoffs would be seismic and positively outrageous, but also relished and welcome. But Belichick getting to the college football playoff, like, is the 12th team. You never know. Maybe they win he could win. Andy, he could pull off an ACC championship win out of the blue, and next thing you know, boom, he's playing meaningful football in January again.
We'll see.
I would say the way to ask it is, you know, more likely Belichick gets to the playoffs or Vrabel gets his team to the playoffs.
Hey, guys, I have a couple quick updates from the from Wolf and from Mike Vrabel at the Patriots draft party down at Gillette Stadium.
Okay, what do you got?
Mike Reese just tweeted out a few minutes ago, quote, Mike Vrabel at the Patriots draft party, quote, I know you will be proud of our identity, that you will look out there and say, that's our football team. I'll follow that up with Elliot Wolf, who spoke right afterwards at the Patriots draft party, quote, this running back class is deep. So you can go ahead and take Ashton Jeanty or there goes my dream, Ted, of Travion Henderson in the second round.
You're not getting a running back till
Vrabel. Vrabel as quoted as saying, you know what, Elliot, sit down, shut up.
Who asked you? In fact, why are you even here? The one thing I'll say about Vrabel is he's doing that thing that all coaches do, and I get it. Oh, you're going to be proud of the identity of this football team? Yeah, if you win. No one's proud of the identity if you win four. Oh, you played hard and you won four games, and nobody's proud of it.
But at least Vrabel didn't come here in an introductory press conference start saying, we're going to build a team that this town's going to be proud of.
Right.
But it's going to be hardworking like the good folks of New England.
The best thing he said is he lost his job in Tennessee because they didn't win enough games. And people will like you in New England if you win enough games.
That's it. All you got to do.
We are so simple.
It's pretty simple.
I go every sport.
And all these guys, they all get mad at you when, you know, for the critical questioning. Yeah, start winning and we'll tell you how great you are.
Right. Yeah. And I get he's setting a culture and he wants to get rid of entitlement and those things behind the scenes. But in front of the scenes, it's people sitting at Gillette Stadium watching a product. Will you beat the bad teams that come to Gillette or will you lose to the bad teams that come to Gillette? Yep. And if you lose to them, they're not going to be proud of the identity regardless. So 617-779-7937. We are rolling into our final segment, odds and ends. Our final notes, predictions. The draft is effing here. Will Campbell's got a green suit on. Teddy doesn't like it, but I think we should all get to like Will Campbell because I think we are – about an hour from now, going to be talking to Will Campbell in his first press conference as a member of the New England Patriots. Odds and ends up next here on WEEI Afternoons.